Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Welcome to the broadcast. We have a full program tonight, and what is going on in our country and the world? News, we shot down another. Well, we're not sure what we shot down. And the press is jumping on, and the president was the one that ordered the shoot down. And I don't want to go the way of cynicism, but all I can tell you is they're not telling us everything. Come on, peoples. And I'm just amazed at the way not only the propaganda media jumps on board these stories, and I don't want to overgeneralize, but the way people perceive this. Now, I don't know what's going on. I don't profess to have the inside track. All I know is there were many years ago where one of my friends was studying to be a magician. And he would talk about the sleight of hand and the idea of distraction. He would want you to focus on one thing while he was working up something else. And all I can tell you is a couple of bucks and a bag of chips, and we're being lied to. Now, look, what's my point here? I don't want to just get on the air and bloviate about just nonsense and speculate, and this is my hypothesis, and don't believe anything the government says, and on and on and on. What I do want to tell you is use your time wisely and constructively. Use your God-given intelligence. Spend your time on things that are important. Not on, well, the average American spends more than 10 hours staring at a screen per day. I heard someone say recently that we are not dumb as the American public. All I can tell you is, There are a lot of people that would rather do the ostrich syndrome, bury their head in the sand, than realize not only my truth, there is a culture war going on right now, but we love our comfort. And our comfort zones are going to kill us, at the very least spiritually. So in the bigger picture of the shoot down of the balloon a handful of days ago, right? Just entertain this idea. This is what they're telling us. That it was first known that it entered U.S. airspace over Alaska, ironically, same spot as what was shot down earlier today, on January the 28th. 3 days later, we are told by the State Department it flew over Canada. And then somehow it came back into the United States. 4 days after that, the president finally ordered the balloon to be shot down. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, somewhat of a pun intended, to realize this idea that we had to wait for it to be in an unpopulated area. We talked about it on the program last Friday night. Have you ever been to Montana? Hundreds and hundreds of miles of open spaces. So I'm not buying that nonsense about we had to wait for it to be in an area that wasn't populated. This balloon was being tracked for, what is that, at least almost a week before it was shot down. And now all of a sudden today, we're hearing about another object shot down immediately. Oh, come on now. What's going on here? I don't know. You don't have to be an anthropologist to realize China's not necessarily a country to embrace. And scream its praises of. China is an enemy, if you will. Their intention is not good. But the last thing I'll say, because again, I don't want to spend the important airtime just kind of blowing off some steam. But when we see the fence going back up around the Capitol, this is the same administration that doesn't insist on or have any interest in building a fence around our country. So you tell me, who's the real enemy here? Who's the real one to be concerned about or be afraid of? And I bet, and I'm not a betting man anymore. When I became a follower of Christ, I decided to put my gambling ways aside. But I bet you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that when I say, who are we to fear? I don't want to say no one has the answer, but if we open the phone lines, 800-222-5222, I'm almost willing to bet a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, nobody has the answer to that. I mean, really, who are we to fear? The government? Eh. What did Poco say years ago? I have nothing to fear but fear itself. No, that wasn't Poco. That was popular leader of yesteryear. Poco said, I've seen the enemy and he is me. So fear yourself. My estimation, there's only one to fear, and that's God. But we think we are our own gods. We have recreated God in our own image. If we worship anything that we claim is God, it would be the earth. The earth is Gaia. We do everything we can to protect the earth, or say things like, oh, I don't know, global warming, and we've got 10 years before the planet is doomed. Like somehow we've got that ability to end everything on Earth. And yes, I know there are nukes pointed at each other between us and the Soviet Union, Russia, blah, blah, blah. But you want to talk about fear? I would fear God above all. And here's an interesting little side note to that. I know many people, some of you listening right now, you would say, I'm agnostic. I believe there is a God, but I'm not buying the religion thing. And it's a real turnoff when I hear we are to fear God. The lightning bolt thrower. I don't go to church because I don't want to hear about damnation and somehow my sin is going to send me to hell. We postulate all these positions from our own interests. But you want to know what I mean by fearing God? I fear God in terms of what grieves him. I'm a dad. I have a son. I would hope my son loves me enough to where he doesn't want to grieve me. Then in some ways he's afraid to grieve me. And then if I was preaching in a pulpit at a popular church, probably wouldn't hear these three letters, this word spoken from the platform. Sin. Oh, can't believe the talk show host mentioned the word sin. I don't believe in any of that. You know what? Knock yourself out. You don't have to believe in anything. God gives you free will. I spent 54 years of my life walking this planet, spouting the praises of human beings, created in the image of God, sparks of the divinity, that somehow you want to find your purpose. It's all inside you. Just find your center. Find your core. Go to level. The divine is in you. Guess what? At 54, I woke up one day and I realized not only was the divine not in me, what was in me was a dude that wanted to live for myself and do a lot of things I don't need to talk about on the air. And if there wasn't an understanding between good and bad or right and wrong, I probably would not have been restrained at all. I hurt a lot of people in my life. But when I started fearing God, excuse me, and I understood what that book says, you know, the book that some people don't even want to hear about, it's called the Bible. Even Christians don't want to read the Bible. No, I don't have time. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to get on my oxymoronic smartphone. I'm going to check my emails, see how my social media is doing. I don't have time to read the Bible. I got places to go, people to see. Why would I read a book that's been, you know, reinterpreted, rewritten many times? Man's interpretation of God's word, we have all the excuses. But I will tell you this. If you don't believe there is an entity that created everything that is God, and you do not have a healthy level of fear, mostly to grieve him, which means act in ways that are not honoring to him. I believe there was a guy that walked the planet 2,000 years ago. He was asked a simple question. What's the greatest commandment? He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love God above all. Love God even more than yourself. And you look at our culture, the upheaval, the deterioration, the rebellion. Most of it is in relation to we have basically decided we're not down for God anymore. We're all about us. Last thought with this unplanned monologue. I love music. I've said this on the program before. I happen to love the creativity, the levels that can be ascended to when it comes to music, all types of music. You know, the Grammy Awards were once a ceremony originally designed to recognize outstanding artists in the music industry. I realize it's 5 days removed, but last Sunday night, did y'all check out the little Satan Fest? Satan? Oh, you're one of those Bible-thumping Jesus freaks where you really are offended by what Sam Smith did. Not so much what Sam Smith did, but the audience applauding at the end of that, whatever that was. If that doesn't tell you where we are, that you celebrate that stuff, soft porn, satanic rituals, the whole nine yards. But we don't want to fear God at all, right? We are in, well, do I say trouble? Or we're that at a point in time where I think that those of us have recognized, man, it's time to right my ship. It's time to get my life in order. It's time to maybe get right with God. And so when we continue, I want to tell you a story about that whole idea. And yes, this is KABC. Yes, I recognize this is secular radio, but guess what? God does love you. In fact, I'm sitting here and there's television and there's a promotion for some movie called Jesus Revolution that's out in a couple weeks with Pastor Greg Laurie. He'll be my guest next Friday night. How you can exist in a world and say there's no God, I don't know what to tell you. But when we come back, this idea of who are we, why are we here, and how you can exist without believing in God, I'll tell you a story you'll never forget. And that's next. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Listen to that devil music rock and roll. It's unbelievable. The stuff you hear out of the airwaves these days. Remember way back when Elvis got famous and he shook his hips? He was like banned from television because they believed that was evil. And so I just want to be upright and straight with you about what in my view, and I'm going to tell you a story here in a moment, this idea of evil. I was raised in a particular faith. In high school, I walked away. And goodness gracious, just there's two screens on here. Man, it's just everywhere. On the left, it's a video of a woman dancing, and her posterior is just right there. Like, you know, nothing. Oh, it's J-Lo. Nothing hidden. The one on the right was just a video of kids just beating the snot out of each other. There was a time when it seemed like we cared about this stuff. And then Pfizer bringing us satanic worship to the Grammys. So here's my story. It's a young 8-year-old boy raised in a household with a lot of upheaval. Was dragged to church on Sunday. Thought he understood who God was. When he got older, he wanted to find out what the world was all about. So he said, I'm done with church. I'm going to go out into the world and find out what the world has for me. As a 28-year-old young man, he decides to go out and buy a motorcycle. cruising around Southern California, riding at excessive speeds late at night with back then in 1984 a Walkman on his head, blasting loud music, trying to find his way with all of the anger and pain of brokenness all around him. One Sunday afternoon, he's on his motorcycle going to see a horse run with a woman who, let's just say, was his girlfriend, but she also had, well, someone else in her life. And in a split second in time, these two people were run over on a freeway by somebody doing 110 miles an hour on impact. No helmets, scattered all over the freeway. Both survive. The one that was riding the bike, the man, fell into radio and for 35 plus years has hosted various talk programs. For 27 years, he was an on-air personality at a rock station, believed in God in an abstract sort of way, but clearly had no relationship whatsoever with God and just kind of lived for himself. This motorcycle incident was a brief wake-up call, but no change. No absolute epiphany in life where people saw a dramatic shift in his life. 25 more years go by. And in a split second in time, from being run down on the freeway at 110 miles an hour to actually having a radical encounter with the risen Savior, this man said at the age of 54, "I can't do this anymore. God, I surrender to you." That was actually December the 17th, 2009. The previous 21 years, he was a New Age teacher, popular, famous. LA Times ran a front page article calling him a New Age guru. And yet, on this particular fate-filled date, he said no more. "For the last 13 plus years, I have tried to convey in various forums, on radio, off air, in ministry, in secular settings, that there is a God of the universe that not only loves you, but has standards, has actually put his laws into your heart." In the Bible, they talk about it in Romans 1, where you know the difference between right and wrong. "Some of us live every day as if somehow there will be a tomorrow, or we're going to live forever. And some of us run into the harsh reality by which we realize awful things happen in this life, that we literally can take our last breath at any moment. So why would anyone not choose to be right with God? I'll tell you why. I lived 54 years of my life and said no thank you, because I was more interested in living for me than somehow." Jesus talked about denying yourself and living for him above all. "And in the last 13 plus years, I've begun a men's ministry. I've done Christian radio. I have, well, in the best of my broken ability, profess this truth. I am a saint who is a sinner." The Bible talks about those that are saved as saints. And when you talk about such things that make people uncomfortable, not everybody's going to like you. But when you have an encounter with the risen Savior and you believe there is a God that you need to fear, not tremble in my boots like he's going to strike me down at any moment. No, the truth is, I don't want to grieve him, and my sin will do enough to me, where I will sign my own death warrant. It's time to up the conversation. It's time to stop walking around like everything is fine, or I don't want to go there, or I don't want to upset someone, or I don't want to offend somebody. Or I'm just going to go to church on Sunday and check the box. And then the other 6 days of the week, I'm going to do things that I want to keep secret, not tell anybody about. When the irony is, God sees everything. Evil is a force. Evil exists. It's everywhere. It doesn't even hide itself anymore. I'm not here to necessarily scapegoat the Grammys, but my goodness. Last Sunday night, if you saw any of that, most people didn't think twice about it. We still flaunt our own pride, our own sin, our own rebellion against God. And we've all had moments in life, if we're honest enough, where something supernatural kind of occurs, where you get the sense of there is something much more than just us. I'm sharing with the conviction that there is a God. But man, if you have air in your lungs, you are a miracle. And God does have a plan and a purpose for your life, but you got to be willing to do the work. In my circles, you have to be willing to die to yourself, spiritually speaking, because ego and pride and all of that stuff will lead you nowhere. You'll be that little hamster on the wheel, running endless miles, going nowhere. And so I have a microphone. I have this program. I pray every Friday evening before I get on the air, Lord, use me for your glory. Some of you don't like the term Lord. Some of you don't like the term Jesus. Well, I'm so sorry. For 54 years of my life, I was in that camp. Now I'm in the camp of saying he's the answer to everything. And sadly, a lot of churches don't even teach, in my estimation, or preach about the complete Jesus. We just get a little taste of the compassionate, all-loving, all-forgiving, like Jesus hung out with singers, like he was a surfer dude, loved everybody. Yeah, well, guess what? He was much more than that. He called the religious elite of the day vipers and hypocrites to their face. He called them out. He went to the temples and flipped over the money changers and called people all sorts of things, formed a whip. And I would like to suggest that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. The very last book of the Bible is Revelation. The Bible says he's not coming back to give out free hugs, people. And in my humble plea, it's time to get right with God. And all that means is we've all got areas in our life that we need to ask for forgiveness for and of. God, just forgive me for being self-centered, whatever it is. Put your faith and trust in him. God, lead me. Show me the way. I want to live for something much greater. When I die, I don't want to be remembered as anything other than, you know, somebody that loved others, somebody that did their best, somebody that gave away things, whatever it is. Versus popular, famous, rich, all that stuff. Filled with plastic surgery in your face, trying to look like you're 20 again. Or being outrageous on stage at a musical venue like the Grammys. Man, our kids are watching. For their sake, it's time for we the adults to get it together, especially men. I invite your comments. If you have any comments, criticism, thoughts, we're going to open the board wide open to you. 800-222-KABC. Adam is the man you speak with before you get on the air with me. Wayman is here. He's running master controls. So what do you think? 30 minutes into the broadcast, anything you want to share, convey, maybe you want to take me to task. 800-222-KABC. KABC 800-222-5222. Look forward to hearing from you. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Great song. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're going to take some calls in a few moments. We have a couple of lines open. 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. The first 30 minutes of the broadcast, I kind of shared some things that were on my mind and in my heart. Now we would like you to be, well, the guest, and you're welcome to comment on anything. Doesn't have to be maybe what I've talked about on the air, maybe something in past programs you want to take me to task about, or just share about an issue in the news that you're concerned about or you find very noteworthy. I'd love to see these lines light up. We've got David in Westwood, Tamara, not sure where Tamara or Bruce are from. Adam screening the calls, and we've got a few lines open. 800-222-KABC. What would you like to share? What would you like to talk about? Do you want to get into a conversation? Do you want to get into a debate? Last thing I'll say, and we'll take some calls. I've never been one to want to argue about things. I think arguing and playing the victim and pointing the finger is absolutely a waste of time. But if we can have open, honest, respectful disagreement or conversation, then just maybe we can learn from each other. I know that's not popular anymore. We have, oh my gosh, safe spaces and don't offend me and cancel culture. Ugh, you want to talk about weakness? I choose not to live that way. So what about you? How is your life? Is this a good time in your life? Are you struggling with something? Did you want to respond to what I talked about with fearing God? Maybe for you, you don't believe in God. Or somehow you don't want God to be put in a box. Maybe you have religious abuse from the past. By the way, for the sake of accuracy, I'm not really talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. Let's talk to David in Westwood. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Yeah, I think you religious fanatics are delusional. You believe in this big man with a beard in the sky who watches over everybody and supposedly controls the universe. Doesn't that sound like something out of a Hollywood adventure or a horror movie?
In the way you present it, yeah. But that's not the reality of things. So I'm not sure what delusion you're referring to. So what? Do you believe there's no such thing as God at all? This is all just a mystery. We crawled out of the swamp from many millennia ago, and we've got the ability to deduce, and we've got intellect. Somehow, you know, we woke up one day, and here we are. What do you believe?
Well, there are a lot of people that, I mean, you know, you got Muslims with their belief, and Christians believe in Jesus. I mean, which one is right? And you get Buddha and the Jews. Who are you to say that one religion is right and the other ones are wrong?
Have you heard me say one religion is right and one religion is wrong? Have you heard those words come out of my mouth?
Okay, but that's how most people that are religious, that's how they categorize people.
Are you talking to other people or are you talking to me right now?
Well, how would you describe God? What does it look like? You know, how would you describe
God is the creator of the universe. All omnipotent, omniscient, knows all, sees all. Created you, created me in his image.
Well, why is it so hidden?
What do you mean so hidden? You know, God is everywhere. Anybody that has an honest, open heart or wants to see with your own eyes, the reflection and the example and the truth of God is everywhere. Are you kidding me? Here's a simple one for you. So if you take a seed, say you go to the local nursery and you decide to plant a couple seeds in the ground. You dig a little hole, you put the seeds in, put a little water on it, wait a little bit of time. What happens to that seed?
It grows.
How does that happen? Is it just
by nature.
Okay, we're on to something here. By nature. What is nature?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how to describe it. Just the way things occur.
And I would like to suggest there are some of us that just automatically assume, well, that's the way it is. Here's one for you. How many times does your heart beat every day?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. I guess thousands, tens of thousands.
You're accurate. Your heart will beat 103,600 times every day, give or take a few. Is that you controlling your heart? Do you sit here and go, I'm David or I'm Frank and I'm controlling my heartbeat right now? How does that happen?
People don't know, you know, it's just, you know, it's like doctors are, it's just the way things, you know, are, like I say, in nature.
So I'd like to suggest the answer to both. For me, it's an easy answer. It's God.
Okay, well, how would you describe, if you were to see him, you know, how would describe it in words? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if anybody has ever seen God. But I'll tell you, his example is everywhere. His proof is everywhere. Dude, we are flying around in space. We're a blue marble in space, spinning at a certain rotational with oxygen in the air, the precise amount of oxygen for us to breathe. You think that's just some one happenstance where there was some explosion in the universe and all of this stuff fell into place?
Well, that's what the scientists say.
Oh, well, that's what the scientists say. All the scientists, true science, and I believe some scientists have good minds, brilliant minds, but true science is all about debate. And what is true for science one day may not be true for science the next day. So I'm not one to go simply, well, that's what the scientists say. I really appreciate you calling, willing to have this open dialogue. I hope you call again. And I thank you for the call, David. One thing David said is true, and we're going to break and come back with more calls. We have two lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. There are a lot of religious fanatics out there where people are just, you know, maybe drinking a little too much of the Kool-Aid or, I mean, I'm not sure, but it's not as if the consensus speaks for all people that profess faith in God. I used to think growing up, weak people need God. Guess what? There is some truth in honoring how weak we are, how desperate we are. But when it comes to God with a capital G, his blueprint is everywhere. He even in the Bible, it talks about, and here's the one that most will not embrace. Bible talks about he knitted you in your mother's womb before you were ever known. God's love is like nothing else. And I will tell you, David, he loves you as his son. And for women listening right now, you are his beloved daughter. That's the God I'm talking about. We have one line left that's open, 800-222-KABC. If you call right now and fill that line, it's yours. 800-222-5222. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We have a completely full board. All eight lines are lit, and we're going to take as many calls as we can. I want to make one reminder, give you one opportunity to be blessed. If you're a homeowner, my dear friend Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding, and if you're over 62, he has a way that you can eliminate your mortgage payment for good, maybe get you a check in the mail, and, well, a whole lot of other things. So much so, he gives me the opportunity to give you his personal cell number. You can text or call him for a private consultation. Reverse mortgage, especially if you're 62 years of age, this is an opportunity, especially with rates being so high and the market being so volatile. Mark Gallagher's personal number, 949-244-4433. If you're a homeowner, Mark wants to help you. How about getting a check in the mail? No more mortgage payments. 949-244-4433. Tell them I sent you. He'll take care of you. If you want to find out more information online, go to parkplacefunding.com. All right, we have Tom, Eric, Bruce, Eris, Steven, Larry, Brent, Doug. Are they all dudes? Where are the women tonight? All eight lines are filled. 800-222-KABC. Let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Brent.
Hello, Frank. You know, I was thinking the Grammys are a perfect example of God having an incredible sense of humor. That the mass-murdering Pfizer Corporation underwrites Satan, Sam Smith, and Kim Petras is a perfect metaphor of what a world without God devolves into. And, you know, when one is divorces themselves from the love of God, it's perfectly predictable that they will manically lust after the devil. Just like the physical world abhors a vacuum, so the spiritual world abhors a vacuum. And if you throw God out, Satan rushes right in. And, you know, it was just listening to what David was saying, and it was such an unsophisticated way of looking at God. And it's fine if you're 5 years old and you have such a silly idea of an old man with a beard in the sky. But there does come a time where you do need to study a bit about nuclear physics and biology and astronomy and recognize there's something so much deeper here. And I'd suggest one five-minute video by a Dr. Gerald Schroeder. I don't know, are you familiar with him?
I know of his work, yes.
Yeah, and he has a video, it's on YouTube, called Believe in God in 5 Minutes. And it shows how science and physics have proven, in effect, there's a God. But, of course, we have to start defining our terms. What do we mean by God? And, of course, Eric Metaxas's wonderful new book, Is Atheism Dead?, which, you know, shows so many archaeological and scientific supports for a God. And I don't know, did I mention to you Brock Lurie's books on Atheism Kills and Atheism Destroys?
You have in the past, but not in tonight's program.
Yeah, because those two books are so incredible. You know, we just take for granted God and everything that we have acquired through him and religion and, you know, healthy religion. I'm not talking sociopathic, lost, manipulated religions. But these ideas are so important. And even with Bob Dylan, you know, he's singing a song, Gotta Serve Somebody. Is a great song. And, you know, what also it struck me is the Grammys and Sam Smith. It's, you know, it wasn't that it was just evil and satanic. It was totally without talent, style, sophistication, beauty, creativity, or musical ability. And at least in the past, when the Stones would sing about the devil, Sympathy for the Devil is an incredible, you know, ultimate work of rock and roll. Or also Screaming Jay Hawkins singing, I'll Put a Spell on You.
Yeah, that's right. Brent, I appreciate your call always. I wish we had more time to have a conversation. Thank you for tonight. Let us talk to Stephen in Tustin. Stephen, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Frank. Your comment about how you don't like to argue, but I find it hard given I perceive about you that you are a man who believes in absolute truths. So when you are discussing absolute truths with somebody who takes the absolute opposite view, how is it that you prevent from arguing?
It's not an argument. It's an exchange of ideas, maybe a difference of perspective. But if you're respectful, you can learn from each other, and you may actually walk away from the conversation with a new view. Arguing is just emoting or stating a platitude or an opinion where you don't even listen to each other. Someone would be speaking, and you're sitting waiting for that little gap where you can just go back and forth. That's arguing. Arguing is not even listening to what each other has to say.
So in preference to arguing, then what your method perhaps would be is to say, hey, here's where I am. Now you tell me where you are, and we'll see perhaps where we meet at some point.
Not necessarily. Maybe let's see where we completely disagree and learn from each other. I'm not interested in middle ground. I believe in absolutes. I believe that God is absolutely the creator of all. There's not even a debate there for me, but I'd be willing to have a conversation about somebody that says, I have no faith, or I have some religious abuse from the past. Let's talk about it. But meeting in the middle, yeah, that's boring.
Then there's a, I happen to be an Orthodox Christian.
Okay.
Which is pretty ancient. A man like you probably has heard of it before.
Yep.
But we like to say, when I talk to Christians of other denominations, and they say, well, what about this and what about that and what about, you know, icons and veneration of this person or that person? They say, and you look down on us for not being Orthodox, and that's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. At least in the Orthodox perspective, most in the Orthodox faith would say, Orthodoxy knows where the truth is, but it doesn't declare and point a finger at where the truth isn't.
Yeah, that's well said. Question, and then I need to break them up against it. Do you know who Hank Hanegraaff is?
I do not.
Hank Hanegraaff, for many years, did a national radio program called The Bible Answer Man. In the more recent years of his life, he has gone to Orthodox Christianity, and he said all the answers are in the first 100 years of the church, and we need to study early church history. And that's why he chose the path of being an Orthodox Christian now. And he's gotten a lot of pushback for it.
Well, obviously, but he hit a hole in one there by his statement. It is true.
Yep.
The first 100 years revealed. I mean, look, people spoke more truth when they were martyred for speaking it.
You know, the expression, I think it was C.S. Lewis that said, liars do not make good martyrs. Obviously, these men believed with every ounce of their being what they were saying, and they were 11 of the 12. They died horrible deaths, but they didn't die. Go ahead.
I have a movie to recommend to you if you haven't seen it already. It's called Man of God. And it is about, it's a wonderful movie about a man named Saint Nectarios.
I'll tell you what, we need to break. I will make a note of that, and I promise you I will watch it more sooner than later. Stephen, I enjoyed your call. Please call again sometime. Thank you for tonight.
Yes, sir.
800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. When we continue, we're going to have a guest, and then in the latter 30 minutes of next hour, we're going to take some more calls and talk about a couple issues in the news. Sharon Reardon even covered the story about Azerbaijan and Armenia. You may go, I couldn't find either one of those places on a map. Wait till you hear my guest and what we're going to get into next. We will continue. By the way, if you missed any of this program, you can listen to the entire podcast at franksontag.com. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.